ABC Radio Australia.
Over the past few years, many airlines across the Pacific have been battling to stay afloat. Last year, Vanuatu Airlines went into administration, and in Tonga, its national airline, Lulutai, could be facing a similar fate. Since its inception in 2020, the airline has been at the center of controversy, with alleged mismanagement and ongoing financial issues. And tourism operators in the kingdom say the lack of consistent flights is hitting them hard. The ABC's Tonga reporter Marian Kupu has been following this story.
From July to October each year, the turquoise waters of Vava'u become the stage for one of nature's most majestic migrations, the arrival of humpback whales. It attracts tourists from all over the world. But last year, there was a problem.
2024 was in a good year. We had a very short season. But the flights need to be consistent and make sure the service is there when the people need it, whether it's whale watching or business or any other needs.
That was whale watching charter operator Takitoa Tamoepeau. His business suffered because of a lack of domestic flights. Last year, only one of Lulutai's three planes was operational. Charter flights had to be arranged. But for business owners like Mr. Tamoepeau, it was too little, too late.
So at the moment, and with the current situation politically and the government and all these things which affect something like transportation, flights.
Lulutai was established in 2020 after the collapse of privately owned airline Rio Tonga Limited. Lulutai is government owned and heavily funded by public money. In 2023, Tonga's Retirement Fund Board invested 2.6 million Australian dollars for a 27% stake. Then came a $4 million Australian dollar loan to keep it operational, all from funds meant for workers' retirement savings.
Investment is not to be made for the sake of investment.
Economic commentator Sione Sisita.
The retirement fund should have looked at the most profitable area. Lulutai has no strong profit history. There are far better business options.
Mr. Fifita says the move put political interests ahead of financial responsibility.
Retirement fund is not a social institution to fulfill government social functions and obligations.
A leaked internal presentation in January, obtained by the ABC, reveals an airline reliant on subsidies, battling aircraft shortage, and facing mounting public mistrust. Its Saab 340, a 34-seater aircraft, was grounded in December after colliding with a cement block while taxiing. Maintenance delays added to disruptions. Lulutai has since returned to operating three planes, two owned and one leased. Tonga's Minister for Public Enterprises, Piveni Pikala, says restoring Lulutai's operations is a priority. But he admits financial transparency is an issue, with 3 years of audit report still incomplete. And last month, the airline required a $1.3 million Australian loan from the government to stay afloat.
As for me, I'm very satisfied with where Lulutai is at right now, in terms of gaining confidence of the public to travel, in terms of all the fleet is operational. But the financial part is where we are still struggling.
This week, the government confirmed two parties have expressed interest in going into business partnership with Lulutai. An insider suggests the government is looking to Fiji Airways, one of the few profitable airlines in the region, for advice. Former Prime Minister Celso Sovaleni, who was pushed out of office in part because of issues surrounding Lulutai, says he has always maintained that expanding the fleet or looking for partners is the only way forward.
Lulutai need to actually lease or buy a plane to actually meet the extra demand, and at the same time ensure that the airline will be profitable going into the future. It doesn't really matter who is going to run it, but that option should be considered.
But back in Mavau, whale watch operators like Mr. Tamoy Bell just want Tonga's government to listen to business owners and act with the best interests at heart.
I always believe in communication and to hear from the people who are in the water, who are doing all these things. And because you don't just sit in the office and assume and expect, oh, okay, they are doing. No.
Takitoa Tau Moepeau, whale-watching charter operator. Ending that report there from Marian Kupu in Tonga.